Some of Barack Obama's Kenyan relatives traveled to Washington to witness his swearing-in, and we've been hearing today from many people who traveled some distance or overcame a few hurdles to attend this inauguration.
My name is Jedida Eisler. I'm a graduate student at Yale University. Traveled down by bus today. We have just seen so many people of so many different persuasions and backgrounds and hues just come together. Just even standing there singing all the songs together before inauguration was amazing.
Ike Smith, right here, Washington, D.C. area, Northern Virginia, down by Mount Vernon. We planned to catch the shuttle, got to the Pentagon to say, nope, can't get there. Somebody told them that they can't bring the buses across the bridge. And then we went to catch the blue line. It was all crowded. I mean, jam-packed. So we decided to walk.
Minerva Francis, Brooklyn, New York. So we're walking from Crystal City across the bridge. It's been exciting. The train somehow broke down, and fortunately we get to walk and burn some calories for the change. Yeah, healthier America.
Voices from Washington today.